Task 4. 6 messages. You are going to listen to 6 messages. After that, you will answer questions 1 to 6. Choose the correct option, A, B, or C, for each question. Message 0 is an example. You will listen to it only once. You will listen to each message twice. You will have 30 seconds between the first and second listening, and 60 seconds at the end. You now have 90 seconds to read the questions. Example.
Hi, it's Anne. I've just arrived from the speed dating event, and I've met someone. His name's John, and he's lovely. He's medium height, has brown curly hair, and blue eyes. What I most liked about him was that he's open-minded and reliable.
Message 1.
Hi Anna, are you still looking for a house? I have just seen a fantastic one. It's on the outskirts, in a quiet neighbourhood. It has 3 bedrooms, a fully equipped kitchen, a living dining room, and 2 bathrooms. The best thing is that it has a terrace with breathtaking views to the river.
Message 2.
Hello, it's Emma. I'm sorry for not going to your meal. I'm so busy at the moment. I get up at 6, work from 8 to 3, then I pick up the children from school and I drive them to extracurricular activities. Some days I don't have time for lunch. I'll turn up next time.
Message 3.
This is a message for John Prescott. I'm calling from your leisure center. We heard your message asking if we have yoga and swimming lessons in the morning. We have yoga lessons from 10:30 to 11:30 on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Sorry, we don't have swimming in the morning, but we have AquaFit if you want on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 11.
Message 4.
Hi, it's George. Do you remember Simon? Yes, my Scottish friend from university. We haven't seen each other for 22 years. Well, he has just sent an email. He is coming to Spain next week on a business trip. And guess what? He's going to come down and visit me for 3 days. I'm so excited.
Message 5.
Hello, it's Joanna from the travel agency. I've been looking for accommodation for your trip to Prague. You wanted a 2-bedroom apartment, didn't you? Well, I have found one, but it only has 1 bedroom. It has a pull-out bed in the living room, though. The rest have 3 bedrooms or more. I could book this one, or we can always try to find a hotel.
Message 6.
Hello, I'm Andy, the maths tutor. You asked for an appointment to see me. I know you can't come at the usual time on Mondays at 11:35 because you're on duty. Let me see. We could meet every day at 4:30, except on Tuesdays. That's when I have my music lessons.
Now, listen again. Message 1.
Hi, Anna. Are you still looking for a house? I have just seen a fantastic one. It's on the outskirts, in a quiet neighborhood. It has 3 bedrooms, a fully equipped kitchen, a living dining room, and 2 bathrooms. The best thing is that it has a terrace with breathtaking views to the river.
Message 2.
Hello, it's Emma. I'm sorry for not going to your meal. I'm so busy at the moment. I get up at 6, work from 8 to 3, then I pick up the children from school and I drive them to extracurricular activities. Some days I don't have time for lunch. I'll turn up next time.
Message 3.
This is a message for John Prescott. I'm calling from your leisure center. We heard your message asking if we have yoga and swimming lessons in the morning. We have yoga lessons from 10:30 to 11:30 on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Sorry, we don't have swimming in the morning, but we have AquaFit if you want on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 11.
Message 4.
Hi, it's George. Do you remember Simon? Yes, my Scottish friend from university. We haven't seen each other for 22 years. Well, he has just sent an email. He's coming to Spain next week on a business trip. And guess what? He's going to come down and visit me for 3 days. I'm so excited.
Message 5.
Hello, it's Joanna from the travel agency. I've been looking for accommodation for your trip to Prague. You wanted a 2-bedroom apartment, didn't you? Well, I have found one, but it only has 1 bedroom. It has a pull-out bed in the living room, though. The rest have 3 bedrooms or more. I could book this one, or we can always try to find a hotel.
Message 6.
Hello, I'm Andy, the maths tutor. You asked for an appointment to see me. I know you can't come at the usual time on Mondays at 11:35 because you're on duty. Let me see. We could meet every day at 4:30, except on Tuesdays. That's when I have my music lessons.
This is the end of listening 4. This is the end of the listening part.